joining us on the KRDO Newsline, as he does every Friday at this time, ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. And Jason, we've got one very highly anticipated sequel hitting the small screens today. Is Coming to America's sequel, Coming to America, worth the hype?
I don't know. It's good, but it's not great. I wanted it to be great. Coming to America, of course, was the 1988 film starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall, which was an absolute comedy classic. I mean, I just absolutely loved it when it came out, watched it over and over and over again. One of my favorite, if not, probably one of my favorite top five comedies of all time. So was very excited and had high hopes for this. I was hopeful that it would be good, but my expectations were low because, you know, honestly, when a lot of these films and they come back and they do another one or they bring it into a series or whatever, usually it's not that great. And this was good. It's not great. It doesn't reach the highs of the original, but it's good. There are some laughs. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are back. A lot of the original cast is back, but some additions this time include Tracy Morgan, Leslie Jones, and a very, very funny Wesley Snipes, who I've really enjoyed watching him do a lot of these comedy roles with Eddie Murphy recently. So it was, I think, one of the major problems for me is the fact the original is R-rated, and this was PG-13, and you could just feel them playing it a little safer this time around.
Well, and that probably reflects the different aspects of the stars. I mean, these are all family men now. You know, back then they were, young up-and-comers, and so maybe looking at it through a different lens. What else is out there that you would say might be on our to-do list? Because, you know, here in Colorado, we are able to go to the movie theaters, which is nice.
Sure. One of those coming out in theaters today and streaming is Raya and the Last Dragon. That is on Disney Plus today. It's also in theaters, and this is an animated Disney feature film. It's the first original Disney animated film since Moana. So it's been that long since they've put out an original. They've done sequels, of course, you know, Frozen 2 and things like that. But this is their first original story. And I got to say, I was, really looking forward to Coming to America. Raya and the Last Dragon wasn't so much. I was, okay, I'll watch it. I loved Raya and the Last Dragon. Mm. I thought it was fantastic. This is a great film for the whole family. And it does everything that Disney does really well. I had to sneeze there for a second. It does everything that Disney does really well with the comedy, with the really heartfelt moments. If you're anything like me, you'll be crying by the end. And I just really love the story. It's about a young woman, a princess, who has to go on a journey to try to save her lands and find the last dragon to try to bring peace and harmony back to her country. It's not an actual area. They make up a country, but it has a very Southeast Asian feel. Think Thailand or Vietnam, and it's voiced by an all Asian cast, and it's just absolutely fantastic.
All right, Jason, we also know award season continuing on this week with the Critics' Choice Awards. You're one of those voting members, and what are we going to expect out of these Critics' Choice Awards this weekend?
Well, it's award season continuing and rolling on. We had the Golden Globes last weekend, and now the Critics' Choice Awards can hopefully right some of the wrongs from the Golden Globes and correct the record a little bit. So I think, you'll see a lot of the similar films at least nominated and possibly win. One of the biggest differences in for Best Picture, Minari is in the Best Picture category where it belongs instead of the foreign language category where it was for the Golden Globes. So it has a shot at possibly getting Best Picture, but it'll have to compete with Nomadland, and it'll have to compete with The Trial of the Chicago 7, which are great films, and a bunch of other films as well. So we'll see what comes out. My choice for Best Picture was The Trial of the Chicago 7. I loved Minari. I loved Nomadland. But as far as a full all-around film experience, Trial of the Chicago 7 was what got me this year.
Right. But a lot of people saw that on the small screen, whereas now that things are in other parts of the country are loosening up a little bit, you can see Nomadland and Minari on the big screen. Boy, Minari was just knocked your socks off when you saw all that visual, those visual elements on the big screen. It was beautiful, just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But you talked about some of the missteps of the Golden Globes. What do you think about the broadcast?
The broadcast itself was, I mean, you know, everybody's trying to do what they can in this kind of COVID era and pull things off. So I don't fault them necessarily for that. I find it weird that a lot of celebrities still have terrible camera setups. They work in the film business, and, you know, Jeff Daniels is using what looks like an iPhone from 2006.
In a closet factory.
With like a million doors, his shot is improperly set up. I mean, and some of them are still, you're looking up their noses. And so I don't really understand that. But it also lends to the kind of uniqueness and fun of the whole thing. So I'm fine with that. I thought their whole thing about diversity and how we need to hire black people for as part of our organization was just absolutely too little too late. I think the whole organization is, you know, I don't want to say corrupt, but, you know, definitely sketchy. And the fact that they have this much influence, it absolutely shocks me in this day and age, because this is, you know, a body of 87 people voting on these awards who, from what we know, maybe half of them don't actually really work in the industry. They're just kind of given jobs and they're paid by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So as far as the validity of the actual awards themselves, I put absolutely zero stock in that. Mm. As far as the show, it was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And I guess from hearing some of your comments, we can tell you did not vote for Emily in Paris in that TV category. Jason Nathanson, thank you as always.
All right, take care.